Welcome back, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. You are listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. If you've been listening to me for a while, you know that I am an economist and lawyer, worked in government for a long time, worked on Wall Street. And one of the things that is central to my sort of take on things, my view of what government should do, is that government should be efficient and effective. We may from time to time disagree about the objectives, but overall, most of us agree on the objectives. We want safety. We want to be paid fairly for honest work. We want our kids to do better than we have. We want our nation to be respected. We want to take a vacation every once in a while. We want to breathe clean air and drink clean water. These are the basics. And to ensure that government is both efficient and effective, doesn't waste your taxpayer dollars, you do that by analyzing policy. You do that by selecting policy based on good data analysis. There's a term for it, data-driven policy. Well, garbage in, garbage out. One of the primary tenets of Donald Trump's entire presidency is to claim anything regardless of the reality of the thing. And Project 2025 has been a roadmap on how to dismantle the workforce and the agencies and the divisions within executive branch agencies that are responsible for collecting the data that allows the public to hold government accountable. If we got garbage data collected, garbage data comes out in analysis. And even where we've had great data and analysis, as we know, Donald Trump's administration has been busily scrubbing that from websites and other government data reporting outlets. So he's also attacking the transparent reporting of data. Here with me to discuss the links between Project 2025 and Donald Trump's anti-data approach to public policy is James Goodwin. He's the policy director at the Center for Progressive Reform. One of the things that has been concerning to me, especially since billionaire overlord Elon Musk and mega corporations are clearly the ones that are benefiting the most from Donald Trump's attack on objective data collection, analysis, and reporting. When you look at whatever the justification may be, sort of folding agencies into one another and centralizing data collection, yeah, there can be efficiency gains. But if for a moment we assume that someone has an agenda, that they want to politicize data, when you start aggregating data and centralizing it, and you have a bad faith actor, does that, and it seems to me that that is a fundamental outcome that Project 2025 seeks, is the centralization of data. It makes it much easier to control who gets to see it, who gets to use it. It makes it easier to manipulate it, and it makes it easier for an administration to distort reality to Americans. And it certainly makes it easier for billionaire Elon Musk to use data to the benefit of unknown private actors like himself. Are these concerns founded? Are we seeing that centralization as a core focus of Project 2025, James?
Yeah, so one of the not accidental effects of Project 2025 is it creates the perfect conditions for just widespread corruption, right? And data control is a big part of that. So we have a law called the Privacy Act. It's been around since the 70s, and it basically tells agencies to not mix data that's been siloed, right? And yeah, that sounds really inefficient, but it's really important to, as the act is called, protect individual privacy. What's interesting though is Project 2025 says that the administration should vigorously follow the Privacy Act, right? But this was pre-Elon Musk, this is pre-Doge, right? So one of the ironies of tracking Project 2025 is you do come across these recommendations, you're like, well, that's not going to happen after all, because it's fundamentally against their interests. But, I mean, we're not idiots either. Congress has also passed a law to make it easier to combine data sets in responsible ways. It's called the Evidence-Based Policymaking Act. I can pretty much guarantee you that nobody in the Trump administration has ever heard of it, cares about it. But in other words, there are like legitimate ways to do what Doge was trying to do. And of course, Doge was not paying a bit of attention to it. Consolidating that much power or that much data control into a single place, we've known for 50 years, is a really bad idea. And, you know, we're challenging these things in the courts. They're basically allowing the Trump administration to proceed on these technicalities. But we're in a really dangerous spot, putting all these consolidating all these data sets together.
The hacking opportunities as well, which, yeah. I mean, like, there is a reason that governments often run data analytics programs with redundancies, meaning it exists in numerous spots, and it's to avoid precisely this kind of problem. Folks, here's my action step for you all to take. I want you to call your local government officials, your mayors and your county executives, and I want you to ask them how they are working with universities and state government to collect data. Are they working on those partnerships? Because I think we need to take that from the feds and into the locals. There's some things that we'll never be able to replace, but they can be fixed in the next administration. But right now, we need universities and local governments stepping up to plug these holes, because every American of good faith wants politicians accountable, which means we need good data, and we want to be able to test legislation to see if it's delivering the results that its sponsors and politicians promised us. Thanks so much to James Goodwin. He is the policy director for the Center for Progressive Reform. I'm sure we'll have another conversation about this. Coming up, we've got Brewers president and head of operations, Rick Schlesinger. Stay tuned. We'll have some fun right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.